Wednesday, 22nd of May, 2024. Maybe today. And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Acts 27:35. A more literal translation is, and having said these, and having taken bread, he thanked God in sight of all, and having broken, he began to eat. CG. Paul had once again just urged those with him to take nourishment, reassuring them that they would all come through unscathed. With that stated, Luke next records, and having said these, Paul will now turn his words into action. Thus, Luke redirects the mind of the reader from the spoken words to a tangible, visible manifestation of his faith in the word of the Lord. This is seen in the next words, and having taken bread. Here are people that have been severely undernourished for 2 weeks. They were about to go through another ordeal that would test them to the limit of their ability if they were unprepared for it. Therefore, Paul reached for bread to turn his verbal urging into a visible one. Once it was in his hands, he thanked God in sight of all. The Greek word is eucharisteo, the root of our modern day word Eucharist. It signifies to give thanks, and thus his actions are equivalent to saying grace. Once that was complete, Luke records, and having broken, he began to eat. Paul set the example, certainly hoping it would transfer to all aboard. As prophesied, those who refused to eat would make it ashore safely, but it would be by the power of someone else who would have had to expend his own energy in assisting those who were too weak to make it. This was certainly on Paul's mind. As for Paul's actions, scholars vary on whether they think this was a memorial of the Lord's Supper or not. The words of this verse are remarkably similar to those of Luke 22:19. However, the actions are the same as what Jesus did in Matthew 14:19 and 15:36. It is probably, therefore, comparable to a regular Jewish tradition. Any relation to the Lord's Supper will be personal to the one taking it and not an intentional connection for all to participate in. It would make no sense for Paul to do this, considering it to be a reenactment of the death of the Lord as described in 1 Corinthians 11, because that is intended for believers only. The breaking of the bread and thanking God for it as well was in itself enough to impress in the minds of those in attendance of Paul's faith in God. Thus it would stand as an encouragement to them all. He was unashamed of his faith in God, and Paul's thanks would show that he was openly grateful for the mercy he had been promised concerning all aboard the ship. Life application. Words are often effective in achieving a desired outcome, but there are times when words are not enough. Action must be taken to demonstrate that the words are reliable. As the greatest example of this, we can look at the words of Scripture. God promised a Redeemer. Throughout the many books of the Old Testament, prophecies were made telling Israel that he was coming. This gave the people hope. However, saying that this would happen doesn't change the state of things one iota without him actually coming. Therefore, as Paul says in Galatians 4, 4 and 5, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. God backed up his words with action. Thus all of what the prophets proclaimed became a reality. Because of that, it wasn't just something Israel could accept and revel in, but it was something that all peoples of the world could now accept and partake of. In like manner, we should be willing to follow up our words of promise with actions that matches what we say. If we don't do this, people will look at us as unfaithful. Whether our words speak of small things or great, let us be willing to follow through with them as a testimony that we are reliable followers of Jesus Christ. Lord God, help us to be responsible in following through with the things we speak, so that we are considered trustworthy to those we encounter. If we are faithless as Christians, it will certainly bring a stain upon people's thoughts concerning you. Therefore, be with us and prompt us in our spirits to always be faithful in the things we say. Amen.
After he said this, Paul took some bread and thanked God for it before all of them. He broke off a piece and began eating. Acts 27, verse 35.